pushing for a comeback for the Detroit River. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are 12 toxic hotspots in Michigan called areas of concern. These are places in the Great Lakes Basin where pollution and development have damaged the ecosystems. The Detroit River is on this list. Before the Clean Water Act, industries on the river treated it as a dumping ground. Think waste in the billions of gallons.
In the years gone by, billions and billions of untreated industrial waste and municipal waste went into the Detroit River.
Rose Ellison is with the Environmental Protection Agency's Great Lakes National Program Office. She says a lot of people have been working to clean up the river.
And it's in really good shape, but there are pockets, no place is perfect, and it is an industrial river, so there are pockets that still need attention.
Ellison says the contaminated sediments at the bottom of the river are one of the major things they still have to tackle. At the same time, people are working to improve habitat for the creatures that live here. A big pot of federal money has given this work a kick in the pants. It's called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. $2 million of that money is going to a special construction project in the river near Ecorse. You have to get on a boat to see it. The boat takes us upstream of Grassy Island. Here, two barges are parked side by side, and a crane is dropping buckets of broken limestone into the water. They're building a reef. Jennifer Reed is with the University of Michigan Water Center.
And so on the bottom of the river, we're going to have a 4-acre reef. But it's actually lots of space there for the fish to lay eggs and for the eggs to be incubated and hatch out and protect the fry.
She says they're making a better home for native fish, especially the lake sturgeon. It's listed as a threatened species in Michigan.
I mean, kids love them. They've been around since the dinosaurs, unchanged. And I think that's what makes them really exciting. They're big fish. They can be up to 6 feet. They're huge.
She says the reef's also meant to help out whitefish and walleye. And that makes one guy on the boat pretty happy.
I get to see where this reef really is. So if I come in the springtime, I know where it's at. Well, the other guy's got to find it now.
Terry Pickard is with the Downriver Walleye Federation. He says he gets out here as soon as he can every year.
Since the early 90s, I started fishing out here, jigging in the springtime. I'll be out here fishing when the ice floes are coming through and you're dodging icebergs. You know, I feel like a mini Titanic out here. It's cold, you have ice on the eyes of your fishing rod and on your line, and you're like, why am I out here? And then you get a walleye on it, it's like, this is why I'm here, you know.
He says he'd like to see more of these projects go in. And in fact, there are already 3 reefs in the St. Clair River and 2 reefs in the Detroit River, with another 2 planned for the future. The people who are doing this work say it looks simple, dropping some rocks in the river. But it's a massive effort, 15 years in the making, with federal and state agencies and universities involved.
I get this question a lot from the public, the so what? You know, why are you doing this?
Jim Bowes is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's a biologist, but he says he feels more like a salesperson, telling people why they should care about cleaning up the Detroit River.
Some of the best fishing in the world is right here. There's also the migratory flyway for ducks, for the people that hunt.
And he says when you create these opportunities, it can have a ripple effect on the economy.
Folks that come here to fish, they stop at the bar possibly to celebrate the great things that they're catching out here in the waterway. So the guy that owns the restaurant that's along Jefferson Avenue, it's important to him, I betcha.
The reef projects are part of a bigger effort to improve fish and wildlife habitat so that one day the Detroit River can get off the toxic hotspot list. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.